श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जय प्रतकाशं सफर जन्माष्टमी यू हैव बीन हियरिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा So today, I'll discuss some philosophical aspect of appearance of Lord Krishna. See, Krishna's appearance is very mysterious. And Krishna's appearance, it is not just like as the people, they have known and they have heard. It's not that much only. That's why Krishna is saying this subject matter, such an important subject matter, the transcendental nature of the appearance of Krishna has to be understood. That's why Krishna is saying, janma karma chamme divyam evam jobiti tattataha. Tattataha, there is two kinds of consideration, two kinds of understanding. One is apata vichar. Circumstantial understanding, by hearing we know this happened, apata vichar. Another is tattva vichar, to understand the Supreme Personality of God in truth. So that is completely different subject matter, whose subject matter is very much unknown or kept hidden to the people in general. So this appearance subject matter, what is the transcendental nature of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That we'll discuss. Why Krishna comes? When he comes? What is appearance all about? Krishna says, janma karma chamme divyam. How it is divya? What transcendental? What is the transcendental nature of the appearance of Krishna? So when we read Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? The second one? Abhutam Sujamiham Paritranaya Sadhanang Vinasa Duduskran Dharma Sanstapanathaya Sambhavami Juga Juga. Another verse. Jada Jadahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Sujamiham. Sujami means? Surjami means create. I create myself. So this gives you understanding, oh, Bhagavan is created. Actually, Bhagavan is not created. It is not like he has not existing, now come to existence. The transcendental nature of appearance of Krishna has to be understood in different way. As Krishna has told, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samavritam. What is the appearance of Krishna means? The Krishna saying, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samavritam. That I am always existing in my transcendental form. But na prakasa is not visible to people. Because I am covered by yogamaya. The cotton, yogamaya cotton has covered, but he is there behind the cotton. And his appearance means, as Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita, Aja Pishan Abhayatma Bhutanang Ishwara Pishan Prakritiṃ Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. You see, the both word Maya is used in both the places. Here he is saying, Naham Prakasa Yoga Maya Samabritam. Samabritam means, I am completely covered. Sammak Abhrita. By Maya, Yoga Maya. In other verse he is saying, that what happens, sambhavami atmamaya, atmamaya yogamaya. It plays a great role, which covers Krishna and unveils, so that is appearance. Many other common points, I am not going to that, briefly I will touch every point little bit today. Further, some informative things about the appearance of Krishna. So Param Brahma, usually among all these scholarly people, jnani, yogi, karmi, that they from Vedic scriptures they have understood the Param Brahma is Aja. Aja Nitya Saswatayam. His Aja means he never takes birth. So when Krishna has taken birth, Rama has taken birth, so they don't accept Krishna, Rama, Param Brahma. If at all they accept as Bhagavan, their concept is from Nirakar Brahma, they accepted the Sakar form. Because Param Brahma never takes birth. But Prabhupada is saying, when Vedic literature says Param Brahma is Aja, unborn, that means he is unborn in spiritual world. He never took birth in spiritual world. Material world he takes birth, but spiritual world he never takes birth. That's why he has been told Aja. But in spiritual world there is no Janmashtami festival. We have Janmashtami festival here. They have all other festivals, but one festival lacking. So Janma, you know, never took birth, eternally existing there. No? Anadi, Ananta Rupam, Anadi from time immemorial, eternally existing. So Aja means he never takes birth there, but he takes birth here. And what is birth? Birth means just unveiling. That's why Krishna's Lord, God has two kinds of pastimes. One Prakat Leela, another is known as Aprakat Leela. Aprakat Leela, unmanifested pastimes. But Aprakat Leela, which is eternally going on in spiritual world, Aprakat Leela or unmanifested pastimes. And when that pastime sometimes by the causeless mercy of God becomes visible to people in general, in this material world on the earthly planet, that is known as Prakat Leela. So in this way, the two kinds of pastime is Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. Under this Prakat Leela or manifested pastimes, also two kinds of manifested pastimes. There are some incarnations of God, they manifest and they just manifest, just do some quick pastimes and go back. Pastime finish. Like Narasimha Bhagavan. He manifested, killed Hiranyakashipu, gone, finish. That's it. Kashyap avatar, manifested, did Samudra Manthan, finish. That's it. This is one kind of pastimes. There are another pastimes, the prolonged period takes place, like Ramchandra's case, Krishna Chandra's case. This is another category of pastimes. So manifested, unmanifested, then there is for some time pastimes and extended pastimes. So this Krishna's appearance in this material world, also two kinds of Lord's appearance. God appears in two different ways. I have told you before also, I don't know if any of you remember. Any of you remember the two kinds of God's appearance? Any audience, previous audience. Sometimes God appears in this earth, on this earthly world, earthly planet, by the help of father, mother. And sometimes he appears without the help of father, mother. Like in case of Hiranyakashipu, no father, mother. He appeared from pillar. Matsyavatar, Kurmavatar, Varahavatar, no father, mother. So that is known as Adwaraka Abirbhav, without the help of father, mother. Then Rama, Krishna, Vamana, they are all Sadwaraka, with the help of father, mother, they appear. The two kinds of appearance. Srila Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj was telling, in Narasingha Avatar, Narasingha Bhagavan killed Hiranyakasipu. Then all the demigods are very scared to go in front of Narasingha Bhagavan, who is so angry. Then finally they sent Prahlad Maharaj, you go, pacify the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj, without any fear, went and Narasingha Bhagavan picked him up, put him on his lap. He's embracing him, licking, kissing him, he's enjoying, Narasingha Bhagavan enjoying, by putting Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. Then Narasingha Bhagavan is thinking that I am enjoying by putting him on my lap. But how Prahlad is enjoying sitting on my lap? I don't know, because I have no father, mother. So Narasingha Bhagavan doesn't know. So Bhagavan is thinking, but I am Bhagavan. I should know everything, all kinds of enjoyment. But he is enjoying, I don't know. So I have to have father, mother also. So next incarnation, he appeared as, what incarnation he appeared as? After Narasingha Dev, Vamana Dev. Who was father, mother of Vamana Dev? Kasyapanda, Aditi. So this is two kinds of appearance. And why this appearance takes place? Because of this reason. Adhvaraka appearance, Sadhvaraka appearance, Aparkat Lila, Prakat Lila. So this is what there is much more explanation been given by our acharyas. With most, you see, the pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead generally is very bewildering subject matter. That's the first verse of Bhagavatam is telling that you are going to read Bhagavatam, be very careful. But Supreme Personality of Godhead has a nature that will bewilder everybody. How to speak of common people, even if Mujjant Jatasvira, great demigods, central personality, they will be bewildered also. The general nature of the pastimes of God. And among all the pastimes, the appearance and disappearance is most bewildering. Even if great jnanis, they get bewildered. The subject matter. That's why our acharyas, every Vaishnava acharyas, they have written pages of explanations about this appearance, different opinions, different arguments, just to establish why this is transcendental. Just like this verse, Aja Apisan, Abhayatma, Bhutanang, Ishwara Apisan, Prakriti Swang Adhishtaya, Sambhavami, Atma Mayaya. One word, Maya. What is this Maya? Which works for the appearance of the Supreme Person. So much explanations. The meaning of Maya, we know, illusory energy of Krishna. But different acharyas are giving so much explanation. Maya means the mercy. Being merciful upon the living entities is coming. Maya means jnana, knowledge. When he appears, he comes, appears full knowledge. Like all kinds of explanations. And same way, disappearance also. Very bewildering. The Supreme Personality of Godhead left body, died. Just by being pierced by arrow, shot by a hunter on his feet. Pages, so many pages they have written on this. Every acharya have focused so much just to make us free from this illusion, misunderstanding about the appearance and disappearance of God and to understand properly the transcendental nature of the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How the whole thing takes place. So this is what appearance. Appearance means he appears. Not existing, is eternal existing there. So next I will tell you why Lord comes to this material world. Three things I will tell you. Lord has told himself, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has told the reason why he appears. Who can say why he appears? Three reasons. Paritranaya sadhanang, vinasa cha duskritang, dharma sansthapanarthaya, sambhavami juge juge. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, they don't agree with the statement of Krishna. They say, no, God not necessary to come for these things, just to kill the miscreants? Why the Supreme Person, Godhead has to come? He has no other way to kill somebody? Through a germ he can kill, just make, give AIDS, that's finished. Some dysentery, finished. That Supreme Person of the Godhead has to come to kill these demons? This could not be real reason. Then to re-establish dharma. Why God has to come to re-establish dharma? His acharyas are coming. Acharyas are sufficient to re-establish dharma. They are sufficient for that. And paritranaya sadhuna. What to paritran? What to deliver from? They are sadhu, they are already delivered. What business God has to come here to deliver their sadhus? What problem sadhus they have? Some specific problem sadhus they have. So they are saying these are not the real reason why God comes to this material world. This could be anusanghika, gauna. This is what reason in English? Secondary. This secondary reason why God comes to this material world. Secondary reason. You remember, I'll tell you three reasons. Then I'll ask you also, you remember or not. The secondary reason is paritranaya sadhanang, vinayasak duskritang, dharma sastha panarthaya. Secondary reason. Then what could be real reason? The real reason, the Lord saying, actually I don't come, these are not my real reason. My real reason is madbhakta vinadartham karami vividhakriya. I come and exhibit my different pastimes, activities to give pleasure to my devotees. That is my real reason. Lord comes here to give pleasure to his devotees. That is one reason. What is on the other reason? Kunti Devi, in her prayer to Krishna, she is saying that bhakti yogam vidhanartha katham pasyam hyastira. O Lord Krishna, you have come here atha muninang amalatmanang bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyam hyastira. You have come here to give bhakti yoga, to give bhakti to the people. I am an ordinary lady, how can I understand you? So one reason, to give pleasure to his devotee. Another reason, to give bhakti to the people and his devotees. The another reason, Krishna saying, or it has been mentioned in scriptures, that manusim dehmasritam jasrutta tatpar bhavet. Manusim tanumasritam. I accept the form of a human being and I appear in human form. Jasrutta tatpar bhavet. I will exhibit many pastimes like common people. Jasrutta tatpar bhavet. If people will listen my pastimes, then they will be attracted towards me to go back to Godhead. So these are the better purpose, the primary reason to give bhakti yoga, to attract people to go back to Godhead, and also to give pleasure to his devotees. These are primary reason. The secondary reason, primary reason. The primary reason is applicable for any form of God. Narasimha, Bama, any form of God. The primary reason is to give bhakti, to display pastimes, people will hear, be purified, attracted, go back to Godhead. But now the special reason why Krishna comes. Why Krishna has to come? Krishna is not meant for paritrana sadhanang vinayasata duskritang dharma sanskrit. Krishna, this is not Krishna's business. Krishna is not necessary to come here. Krishna sits there. Tumi sarve swareshara brajendra kumar tomar icchai vishwari sridana sangha. The role of Krishna in creation, maintenance and annihilation is he simply desires, that's it. He will sit there and desire. Tumi sarveshwareshwara brajendra kumar tumar icchai. You simply desire. Taba icchamate brahma karena srijana, taba icchamate vishnu karena palana, taba icchamate siv karena sanghara, taba icchamate maya suje karagara. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, anadi radi govinda sarvakarana karana, is Parameshwara, who has no business to come to this material world. Who can do everything just by sitting there, simply desiring. So why that person has to come here? So that person is needed to come here. When it is needed to come here? Only when something no other Bhagavat form can do, only he can do, then he has to come. You understand? Something special has to be there that no other Bhagavat Swarup can do. And that waits for Krishna to come down. If that job could be done by any other form of Bhagavat Swarup of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that would not necessary for Krishna to come. So what is that special reason which makes Krishna to come to this material world? We know secondary reason. We know primary reason for all Bhagavat Swarup to come to this material world. So what is the special reason which makes Krishna to come to this material world? I have told every year this subject matter. At least one or two of you must have remembered. What is the special reason that makes Krishna to come to this material world? What is purpose? What is Krishna's purpose? What? Braj Bhakti? Viraras. That is detail. Okay, now remember, I'll tell you. This year, next year I'll ask you again. At least I'll ask you because you hear every year there. Two reasons. Do you remember the other two persons? The secondary and primary reason? Who will say the secondary reason? Mataji? What is secondary reason? Oh no, you. Newcomers. Paritrana sadhana, the secondary reason. What is the primary reason? Prabhuji will say. Yes, no, Tiyohiti Prabhu. Give bhakti yoga. There are many other reasons, but I just said three reasons. So that the Krishna has two special reasons. That is, prema rasa nirjasa karite aswadana, and ragamarga bhakti loke karite pracharana. Prema rasa nirjasa. He wants to release the essence of prema. Who has prema? Who has prema? Prabhu? Krishna's devotees, they have prema. So this prema rasa nirjasa, the essence of love, prema, to release that, Krishna came, that is one reason. To release the essence of prema. Prema rasa nirjasa karite aswadana. The other reason is ragamarga bhakti loke karite prasarana. There is one special bhakti called ragamarga bhakti. What is ragamarga bhakti? Ragamarga bhakti is the devotion of brajavasis towards Krishna. That is only in Braj. Outside Braj, there is no ragamarga bhakti. The devotion of brajavasis to Krishna is known as ragatmika. This term ragatmika. And following in that path, when we get some bhakti, it is known as raganuga. So this ragamarga bhakti. The ragamarga bhakti has a special effect on Krishna. Normal bhakti is known as vaidhi bhakti, which people are, the vaidhi bhakti arises out of fear of scriptures, fear of instructions of Guru. Where due to this kind of bhakti, people develop real, very bhakti, they become very surrendered, very dependent, they understand how God is great. But Krishna said, with this bhakti I am not so happy when people come to me thinking I am great and they are small. Krishna is not so happy with that. So there is another bhakti Krishna is very happy with. That is ragamarga bhakti. The ragamarga bhakti, where that bhakti arises, people forget, don't understand the God as God. The special bhakti. You think God is my friend, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son, Krishna is my lover. So Krishna likes that. We go with folded hand, oh God, you are so great, I am so small, please, what can I do for you, please do something for me. Please maintain me, please protect me, this is one kind of bhakti. How Krishna will like that? But when the special bhakti is there, that you can go, hey Krishna, I have to maintain you, I have to take care of you, I have to protect you, Krishna feels very protected. He feels very happy with that. But it's a very special bhakti. For allowed for Vrajavasis, for Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha you cannot do. Krishna, the place, children, the place, Siddham, Siddham, Subal, they will play with Krishna. If Siddham, Siddham, Subal defeated, then they have to carry Krishna on their shoulder. If Krishna defeated, they'll say, Krishna, sit down, we'll climb on your shoulder. This is Raga Marga Bhakti. But Vaikuntha you cannot do that. Vaikuntha, you cannot climb on Krishna's shoulder. Forget about climbing on Krishna's shoulder. Vaikuntha, nobody can put their hand on Krishna's shoulder like this. That much they can do. Maximum you can do handshake with Vishnu, that's all. Maximum handshake. Yeah, Bhagavad says they do handshake. I think handshake is a Western culture. But there is somewhere we have read, they do handshake, karamardhan, handshake with Vishnu. That much you can do, but not beyond that. But Krishna said, I am not happy with this kind of bhakti. I feel very suffocated. Krishna feels very suffocated. Krishna is saying, all these big, big brahmanas, pandits, they are coming and chanting Veda mantra. He's saying, the pleasure I get, some pleasure I get by hearing the Veda mantra chanted by all the great brahmanas. But when the gopis of Vrindavan, they shout, scold, scream at me, abuse me, I feel very pleasure in my ears. The sound vibration gives me more pleasure to my ears. So there's very special things. No? Krishna is thinking, you people are deprived of it. Special things. He becomes very merciful. He becomes very merciful. No, no, I have to give these things to people. Other people will be deprived. The highest goal of their life. So that's why there's two reasons that Krishna comes. First reason is bhakti rasa nirjasa karite aswadana. To release, that is one reason, to release the essence of bhakti, prema rasa nirjasa karita aswadana, essence of prema. And second reason is for us, raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharana, to give a special kind of bhakti, to give to the people, two reasons. So why? Why that sarva karana karana, who is the cause of all cause, he has also cause. He has a desire. Who has a desire? When you develop desire? Have you analyzed? When you develop some desires? You are lacking something. Yes. You are lacking something you want to get, then desire comes, isn't it? First, desire comes to get. Desire means to get. To get means you don't have. But Parambrahma, he has everything. So why he has desires? He's not lacking. Why he developed these two desires? Rasika Sakhara Krishna Paramakaruna Ei Dui Hetu Ichhara Udgama. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describing why these two desires developed. That Parambrahma Krishna, who is Aptakama, Atmarama, free from any desires. Why develop these two desires? That I will release the essence of prema. I will preach the raga marga bhakti. Why? The two reasons. For each, one reason is there. Rasika Sekhara Krishna Parama Karuna. Krishna is Rasika Sekhara. He is in topmost. Sekhara means the top of all Rasika. Rasika means who released melas, or who released the rasas. So Krishna released the rasa. Who is rasa? Who is rasa? Krishna is rasa. Rasa vaisaha. He is rasa. He releasing rasa and it makes us to release the rasa. This is what Parambrahma Swarup been explained in Veda, the Shruti Shastras. And this is the source. This verdict, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, they take from Shruti. And then explain the whole philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnava starts from this one verse, rasa vahisaha. This is main support from Shruti. Without Gaudiya Vaishnava, whatever they have spoken, they have to give support from Shruti. If you are not supported by Shruti, nobody will accept. This is the main support. Rasa vahisaha. Parabrahma is made up of rasa. Rasa mi eva labdha ayam anandi bhavati. The living entity ayam means atma, jivatma, anandi bhavati, gets pleasure when rasam hi eva ayam labdha. When the living entity, he gets this Parambrahma who is made up of rasa, so he becomes ananda. So in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to this is one reason, which Rasika Sekhara, that's why he comes to release the prema rasa. It's not artificially imposed or externally imposed, it is in his swarup. So it is not contradictory. It is justified by this, that he is Rasika Sekhara constitutionally, so he wants to release the essence of rasa. Then what is the next one? Next reason, what is the next thing? Krishna comes to this material world, has to, he wants to release the essence of melas, rasas. Second one, ragamarga bhakti. Why he comes to preach ragamarga bhakti? Because parama karuna, he is most merciful. With parama karuna, he feels, oh, I have to give this to people. Parama karuna. So these are the two reasons why Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he comes. And the two reasons, what makes to arise these desires within him? If you could not catch from my explanation, you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has explained all these things very nicely. So this is the why he comes. Then I will tell you when Krishna comes. You tell me. Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita when he comes. One Prabhu will tell me when Krishna comes. No, when he comes. Sambhavami yuge yuge, but that is not true also. Krishna does not come every yugas. His incarnations comes every yugas. As yuga avatars comes every yugas. As manvantara avatars comes every manvantara. But Krishna is known as kalpa avatar. He comes once in one kalpa. What is one kalpa? Mataji, one kalpa is one day of Brahma, is one kalpa. The 30 days, the Padma kalpa, Varaha kalpa, the 30 kalpa, just like 14 manvantara there. Swayambhava manu, Swaricisa manu, Uttama manu, Tamasa manu, Raivata manu, Chakrisa manu, Swayambhava manu, Vaivasata manu. Then Sarvani, Indra Sarvani, Deva Sarvani, Rudra Sarvani, like 14 manus are there. The 14 manu, they make one day of Krishna. One day of Brahma, sorry, one day of Brahma. Every day of Brahma also has one name, known as Kalpa, Padma Kalpa, Varaha Kalpa. The 30 days, 30 names are there. The 30 days, they comprise to 1 month, Brahma. So one day of Brahma, Krishna will come only once. And Vaivasvata Manvantara, this Manvantara Manu name is Sradhadev Manu. This Manvantara Manu's name is Sradhadev Manu. This time when this Manvantara, 27 Chaturjuga will pass. Every Manvantara, how many yuga cycles are there? Every manvantara 1000 yuga cycle. Every manvantara, how many yuga cycles are there? 71 yuga cycle. Satya Tritya Dapar Kali, Satya Tritya Dapar Kali. It's known as Divya Yug or Chatur Yug. Or English, there's a yuga cycle. You understand? Like this 71 yuga cycle, that is one manu's lifetime. So out of 71 yuga cycle, or Chatur Yug or Divya Yug, when 27 Chatur Yug will pass, and 28th Chatur Yug, Dwapara Sese, towards the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna will advent. So only once, and very special tithi, Krishna comes. Krishna appears on this earthly planet. How many years before Krishna appeared? How many years before? 5,000 years before. Is not it? Yes or no? When you joined this ISKCON? How many years before? Huh? Huh? 22 years. When you joined this ISKCON, that day you have heard Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And today also 5,000 years ago. Is not 5,022 years ago? we are all saying 5,000 years ago. But when Krishna appeared, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 527, something whatever it is. So our acharyas, and they have calculated exactly how many years ago. I have written one book on Krishna's appearance, the mystery of Krishna's appearance. But it's in Bengali, you cannot understand. If somebody can translate English, all these technical informations are there. So there I have written that how the acharyas have then mentioned the day Krishna left the planet is Friday. That is Friday. The Krishna left planet, that is the day Kali appeared. Kali Yuga started from that day. Okay? So according to Jyotirvigyan, the Kali Yuga started 3101 before Christ, BC. You understand? 3101 BC, Kali Yuga started. So now you can calculate from there. How many years before Krishna appeared exactly? Krishna was having his pastimes for 125 years. So 3101 plus 125. Then now is 2012. Then you add 2012. This, all, if you add all this, so that is exact. As yesterday giving class in Bengali, it came something like 5238. Huh? 5238. I was telling in your all in your brochures you should mention that very specific. So with Krishna Jayanti. 5238 Jayanti, Krishna Jayanti. Actually Krishna Jayanti, Krishna appeared on that is Budvar, the Wednesday, month of Bhadramas, Krishna Paksha, then Ashtami Tithi. Wednesday, midnight. And when Krishna will appear, all graha nakshatras, they were all in very, very nice position, auspicious position. And our acharyas are saying that never think Krishna appeared when all graha nakshatra nice position, so he became Bhagavan. Because he took birth in very auspicious time. It's not like that. Not graha nakshatra or a very auspicious place Krishna appeared. No. Krishna will appear on that point. All graha nakshatras, they are all in different points. So as soon as they came to know Krishna will appear, they all came to nice place, no, very auspicious place, to make their life successful. No. It's not like that they were in auspicious place, Krishna appeared, so he became fortunate. No. Krishna will appear at that time. So the special nakshatra, Rohini nakshatra appears. Gunaraj Khan, one of our Chaitanya Prabhu associates, has written Krishna Vijaya Grantha. Sri Krishna Vijaya. Now all descriptions are there. Exact Muhurta, Nakhatra, all Koshti, Kundalini of Krishna is there. How all the Nakhatras in specific place. And special Nakhatra, Rohini Nakhatra, or some other name also mentioned there. Jayanti or something like that. So that's why that Nakhatra never comes in the sky, appears. In one day of Brahma, only once that will appear. That's why in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, only Krishna appear in the Krishna Jayanti. No Ram Jayanti, no Vamana Jayanti, no Narasimha Jayanti. Only Krishna Jayanti, Krishna's appearance. But foolishly in India, they are using this Jayanti word for anybody. Gandhi Jayanti, Nehru Jayanti, all Jayanti. But they don't understand what this Jayanti means. Jayanti word cannot be used for appearance of any other great acharyas. It cannot be used for any other form of God. Only Krishna, that time specific constellations. And that is the concept Jayanti, Krishna Jayanti, it is like that. So in this way, Krishna comes on this specific times. So there are many other topics on Krishna's appearance, these technical things. And especially about Krishna's father, mother, also our acharyas, they have described so many things as I have told you before. Why Krishna, Rama's appearance act is very bewildering. If you understand God is in Nirakar, nothing to be bewildered there. It's very special, he is in Nirakar. We have Akar, he has no Akar. Very special, he could be God. So people are not bewildered with that. Or if somebody that thinks God has form, hey, God has form, there's four arms, blue body sleeping somewhere in milk ocean, oh, he could be God. Very easy to understand, accept he could be God. But when we see Rama, Krishna, God, very difficult to digest. Rama is God. How he can be God? God is banished to forest, and his wife is stolen by some demon, and he's lamenting and crying, oh, my wife is stolen. When people listen to these things, how can they digest, oh, he could be God? Most bewildering. Krishna is God. How can Krishna be God? He's running away by seeing a stick in the hand of his mother, and he's stealing butter, running after others' wives. All the opposite quality of God is within Krishna. If somebody listens to Krishna's pastimes, he can really understand he is definitely not God. So it becomes very indigestible for people. That's why the Shastra says, don't read scriptures to understand God. Don't read scriptures, because God is not available through scriptures. Vedesu Dullaha. Vedic literatures, very rare to find God. Vedesu Dullaha. Adullaha Atma Bhakta. Devotees he has revealed. That's why Vedic literature, by reading Vedic literature, you will not understand God. But if you read Vedic literature from devotees, Japara Bhagavata Vaishnavara Sthane Ekanta Asrayakara Chaitanya Charane, then Vedic literature will reveal. Vedic literature is non-different from Krishna. Bhagavata is non-different from Krishna. Bhagavata we may read, but will not reveal to us. Karmis are reading Bhagavata, Jnanis are reading Bhagavata, Yogis are reading Bhagavata. But Bhagavata reveals to everybody in different way. Just like Krishna saying, Jathamang prapadanta tang tathayo bhajamyam. As you surrender, accordingly will reveal to you. Same with Bhagavata also. For karmi, Bhagavata will give one meaning. For jnani, for yogi, even for devotees in general, Bhagavata will give one meaning. But for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavata will give a different meaning. Not the same meaning. Japara Bhagavata Vaishnavara Sthane Ekanta Asrayakara Chaitanya Charane. That's why Krishna wants people to wait for the help of devotees. No, not, oh, we have now literature, scriptures, now I know everything because I have gone through. No, literatures. You will be surprised to hear, in Bengal and Orissa, we have university professors. In university, there's all the subjects, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sat Sandarbha, all the subjects are there. And there are professors that are much more eloquent, speaking all this intricacy of such Goswami's literatures, which they're the syllabus. They have understood everything. Then give big lecture. But they don't accept Krishna is God or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Lecture they can give. So I understand why they know everything. So that is what we have to take shelter of devotee. If you read these books, we read these books on a shelter of devotee, then Bhagavata reveals in different way. So many, many aspects are there, still unknown to people in general. How to speak of people in general, great karma yogis, jnanis, devotees, they don't understand also. only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he revealed all these truths. Now we have come to know about the mystery, the great mystery, Srila Bhaktivinoda Maharaj is telling. This mystery was not known to people before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Krishna was not known as Krishna, as he is to people. Whole India knew Krishna, but not as he is. What is as he is? I'll end with this last. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the Indians, they did not know Krishna. All Indians, they know Krishna. But as he is means? What as he is, did not know? What is supposed to be? What is supposed to be? He's God. Everybody knows he's God. Tell all Indians, they know he's God. But what they don't know, all Indians, everybody they know that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudev. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. The Krishna appeared from the womb of Yashoda. That is what people they don't know. Everybody knows Krishna appeared from the womb of Devaki. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas revealed the secret. Not only sentimentally, giving all the reference from the scriptures, that how Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda, how Krishna appeared simultaneously in the prison house of Kansa from the womb of Devaki, and same time Nanda Maharaj's house from the womb of Yashoda, Krishna along with Yogamaya appeared from the womb of the Mother Yashoda, and he appeared from the womb of Devaki. Then how Vasudev brought and took to Nanda Maharaj's house. Then how Vasudev Krishna and Yashoda and Nanda Nandana Krishna. That is what whole Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. Mahaprabhu has revealed this. And how Vasudev Krishna merged into this Krishna. Then he also said, why all this drama is going on? What is the use of all this natak drama? You take birth there, then one take birth here, then you come, then merge. That region is also revealed. What is the necessity that Krishna comes? This, why so complicated? But our acharyas has described everything in detail. So all answers will give him there. So that's why Krishna's appearance is a very mysterious subject matter. And this mystery has been revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we are saying, who is our worshipable Lord? Not, we say not our father, mother, not the demigods, not any god, not Krishna. Who is Krishna? Special Krishna. We have a special Krishna to worship. That's why we say Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasatanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadhu Vargana Jakalpate Srimata Bhagavatam Amalam Pramanam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru Na Parhati. Whole verse explains everything so perfect way. The first time, Aradhya Bhagavan, who is Aradhya? Who is Aradhya? Who is worshipable? My father, mother are worshipable. Muni Rishis are worshipable. Demigods are worshipable. But Aradhananang Sarvesang, among all worshipable Lord, who is highest? Aradhananang Sarvesang, Vishnu Aradhana Paramam. But where this Krishna is coming then from? Vishnu is the highest worshipable. But who is this Vishnu? Who is the Vishnu? This Vishnu is very insignificant compared to Krishna. Jasya eka nishasita kala mathabhilamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadannata Vishnu Mahan. The Vishnu is so Mahan, so great. From his hair pours unlimited Brahmandas manifesting and existing life span of one breath. And he is ansa of Krishna. So that Krishna. And who is that Krishna? Who is that Aradhan, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasatanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasatanaya, Taddhama Vrindavanam, the way the Brajagopika they surrender. So this is the conclusion of the appearance of Bhagavan Krishna. So that Krishna has to be understood. So that is the speciality. of followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than any other Vaishnava Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, this is the speciality, that what Krishna they are worshipping, and they have given so much emphasis on this.
Where is that written that Krishna was in the womb of Mother Yasoda?
Well, Harivansa Puran explains more these things, but these things have been quoted in Bhagavatam, in Purport also. Prabhupada has mentioned these times. This is very common things among Gaudiya followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Common subject matter.
Where can you get Harivansa?
Harivansa.
Is that translated in English or what?
Could be. I never read Harivansa. But I read it from the purports of Gaudiya Acharya and Prabhupada's books. The reference is given. Many, many verses have been quoted. And the Jiva Goswami has explained a long chapter of different intricacy and justifying that also. And like that. I'll try to translate this Bengali book to English, and you can find many, many references from that book. Yes. I think Prabhupada's purport maybe you can find how they're justifying. I have no time whether I could go detail giving information from Srimad Bhagavatam and some person from Hari Bhakti Puran. Sometime in future if I come, I'll explain to you that part, that how they're trying to prove that Krishna appeared from Mother Yashoda. And why also Vasudeva Krishna come? This is common things we are always discussing. Krishna himself, he doesn't kill anybody. But when he is in Vrindavan, he has to kill somebody, some demons. Then how Krishna will kill? That is the Vasudeva Krishna came. Chaitanya Charitamrita also explains these things. Through Vasudeva Krishna, the original Krishna killing all the demons in Vrindavan through Vasudeva Krishna. This explanation you can get in Chaitanya Charitamrita also.
So what is the reason? You gave so many reasons why Krishna comes. What is the reason that this becomes so complex?
The reason is constitutionally it's very complex matter. Param Brahma mujjanti jatasuraya. I'm so complicated. I builder Brahma, builder Shiva. People have to be builder. People who just understand God, then what is speciality? It's understood. So that is Swarup. My Swarup is, people get bewildered. So that's why our author is saying, don't try to understand God. That's like sky for a bird. How can understand sky? How big is sky? As far as he can fly, sky is that much for him. Param Brahma is like that. Who can understand God? Brahma, he went through 100 celestial years doing tapasya to understand God. After 100 years, then Brahma says, wow, after doing 100 years, finally I have understood God. Then Narayana appeared in front of him and asked, Brahma, you have understood me? What have you understood about me? Then Brahma said, my Lord, after doing 100 years severe austerities, that I have understood that I can never understand you. That is what I have understood. You see, Vaishnavacharya is saying, you be satisfied. Whatever you are understanding by the mercy of God, that is sufficient for you. To say, Ishwara Tattva Bujhibare Pare, Ishwara Kripale Sahaja Jare. By the mercy of God, His truths are revealed. And His truths will never reveal fully to us. For to speak of His truths will never reveal to us, it will never reveal to Krishna Himself also. Shastra says, Krishna Himself will not understand how big He is. Oh, Krishna is bewildered also. Then Prabhupada is saying, he will not understand because he will understand how big he is, but he is ever expanding. He will understand, I am this big, this great. Next moment he is more greater. So like this, always expanding. So this is what absolute truth is. It goes that far. Okay, we don't go more deeper to this. We end here. That's the Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo.